Farmers markets are going virtual. Soon, Kenai Peninsula residents will be able to buy locally grown food online. The new marketplaces are called food hubs. KBBI's Daisha Eaton has more.
There's still snow outside, but Emily Garrity is preparing for the growing season inside her passive solar greenhouse on her small farm at the top of Olson Mountain, just outside Homer. She's made her own potting soil, and she's dropping seeds into wooden trays.
Here I have all my seeds organized by variety. And we have some King Richard leeks, and we'll just drop one or two seeds in every hole.
For the past 8 years, she's sold her produce through a community-supported agriculture subscription, or CSA, where people pay a set amount for a box of food from her on a regular basis. She also has a stand at the Homer Farmers Market, but this year she's trying something new, the Homer Food Hub.
You can think of the food hub as an online farmers market.
That's Robbie Mixon, the local foods coordinator for Cook Inlet Keeper, which is hosting the website. Mixon knows a lot about farmers markets. She's run the one in Homer for 5 years. Now she's helping set up the food hub website.
Producers from growing produce to fish. We hope to include some crafts and possibly even some cottage food products like kimchis and breads.
Here's how it works. Producers will list what they have available for the week. Customers can then place orders and pay through the website. Then they can pick up their order at a fixed location at a set day and time. Mixon says communities on the peninsula have been kicking around the idea of an online farmers market for a few years. But after Cook Inlet Keeper won a grant of around $89,000 from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to get it started, everything seemed to come together. Rachel Lord, who also works for Cook Inlet Keeper as the Clean Water Program Director, wrote the grant that's funding the project. The nonprofit is usually focused on protecting the Cook Inlet watershed, not running a market. But Lord says the project is in line with the organization's values. Lord says that creating a food hub fits with Cook Inlet Keeper's larger version of a sustainable future for the region.
Most of our food is coming in from outside. It's coming in through shipping channels, and we're pretty vulnerable. We also expend a lot of carbon in getting our food here.
And the food hub isn't just going to be about fruits and vegetables. Hannah Heimbuck is a commercial fisherman.
I fish for halibut and salmon.
She's also the community fisheries organizer for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. She says there are some challenges for fishermen to participate in the food hub. She's not sure how they'll get their fish to customers, but she has ideas that may work.
Maybe it will be that they're able to offer a gilled and gutted whole fish from the deck of their vessel down at the harbor. Maybe we can connect customers through the food hub to that product. Some fishermen are able to go ahead and process and vacuum seal their fish, and that's another option that we could have available in the food hub.
Heimbuck says rockfish would make a great product along with salmon and halibut. In addition, she's already working with local shellfish producers to bring oysters to the hub. There'll be one food hub in the Homer area, Lord says. The Central Peninsula will also get one. Stephen Dahl runs 3-acre Eagle Glade Farm near Kenai, where he and his wife grow specialty garlic and onions, among other things. He usually sells produce at local farmers markets, but now he's prepping to sell through the Central Peninsula Food Hub. He thinks the hub will be more affordable for shoppers and socially responsible.
In a way, it'll be more economical because it'll be here. Instead of paying for food that was grown at some place with extremely cheap labor and then paying for the shipping to send it all the way to some other place.
Back in Homer, Garrity agrees. She says she's excited about the opportunity to capture a wider market for her products, too.
I think in this day and age, people are really used to online shopping. And I think it's a progressive way to get more people involved and make it easier to get local foods and local products in people's homes and on their tables.
Garrity says she's planting about 50% more this season to provide produce for the Homer Food Hub. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.